No, we're still too young. Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Sosiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. My name is Sosiniwa, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. My featured guest for this evening is singer, songwriter, motivational speaker, and activist, Aria Elin. But before we get started, for all you artists out there who would like to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet IL Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlenc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlenc.com.
All right, if you're just tuning in, my featured guest is independent artist Aria Elin. Hello, Aria. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You know what? It is nice to have you back on with us. I know it's been more than a little more than a year since you were on last. I'm glad that you're back. as my guest.
A lot has happened.
And so tonight, I'm going to be talking to you about your new project, Be Brave. And before we do that, go ahead.
No, I said definitely. I'm excited to talk about it and to share it.
Well, I'm glad that you are. But before we do that, can you do me a favor and tell the audience a little about the independent artist who is Aria Elin?
Okay. I think of myself as an artist who uses her art to uplift people, to motivate people, and to spread my whole message of peace and one love all over Mother Earth. So whether I'm singing about courage in this new song, Be Brave, or in my forthcoming ballad that's going to drop next month about romantic love, you know, it's just all the spectrum. Or like, you know, which is the love for humanity, for us as sisters and brothers. And it doesn't mean, he was even asked, Dr. King was asked about how could he love people who hated him, you know, and who were trying to do everything to destroy him. And he went back to the biblical verse and was talking about, you know, how can we say that we love God, you know, who we've never seen, when we don't follow the commandment to love our neighbors. So that's what I'm all about, is spreading more love in this world.
Okay. So with you being able to share your music with everyone, everywhere, and it is more, I would say, inspirational in ways, would you consider
Go ahead. There's a little bit of a delay on the phone. I thought you had finished the question.
Oh, okay. like I said, with you being more inspirational, would you say your style of music is more inspirational, or are you a mixture of all genres?
That's a very good question. Yeah, I would definitely say that my songs are original, and I write my lyrics, and then for my videos, I write the stories. I love writing. I'm a poet, and I definitely strive to inspire and uplift people. When they hear my music, I want them to feel good. If they were feeling good, I want them to feel better. If they were feeling not so good, then I want to bring them up to, or just help. You know, sometimes just hearing. I've had people to actually message me on social media that they were feeling really down and depressed, and particularly during the pandemic when so many people were isolated and loneliness was at an all-time high, and that they would watch my videos or listen to my songs on their playlist, and it would just bring a smile to their face. And then that made me feel good. But then I don't like to just be put in a box, because I do have several romantic ballads, love songs, that I am very proud of and that my fans like too. It's almost like I have two types of fans. Some people follow me and listen to my music strictly for my love songs, you know, my more jazzy and R&B soulful love songs. And then other fans, you know, follow me and listen to my music for the social justice uplifting songs. But I love them all.
Okay. Since you do the uplifting, the justice songs, and you do the R&B, which one would you say is more your favorite between the two, if you have any?
That is like asking a mother which one is her favorite child, you know? Even if she secretly has one, what does she say? I love them all equally, you know? So definitely as a writer, that's how I think of all of my songs, because they'll start out as thoughts, sometimes random thoughts, and then I go through the whole process of writing them down and then editing, because sometimes once I start rehearsing and going into the pre-production before I go into the studio to record, you know, I'll change something here, add something there, and it's a process, but they're like all my babies.
Okay. All right. Now, would you agree to be good as an artist, you have to know and study your history behind music? And if so, in other words, would you feel that good artists should know the history of music?
You know what? I'm conflicted about that, because during the course of my career and just my human experience, you know, I have met some artists who have never taken one music lesson, who are just phenomenal. You know, they play by ear, they have not taken one vocal lesson, and they just naturally just have a natural ability. And on the other hand, I've met some who have studied their instrument since they were a child,
and they know music theory and, you know, just are phenomenal artists. So it just depends. It really depends. But if I had to choose, just an either or, because there's so many people who have both, you know, they've studied as well as they're able to just have that natural expression. But for someone who can play by ear or who can just sing naturally, you know, and whose tone and pitch are just spot on, I think that is for sure, like, it's a gift from God.
Okay. Now, with that, as you said, being a gift from God, would you say that social media has changed the music industry for the indie artists?
You know what? I think, yeah, it's changed it, but what has really changed it for indie artists in particular, but for all artists in the music business, is streaming. Because before that time, then you had the ability to actually sell music. People were buying CDs, and, you know, it was something where I even know artists from when I lived in New York who would be selling CDs from out of their trunk, you know, or they would be in the subways selling their music, and they would make money every day. Whereas, and that was selling them just even for, like, say, 10 bucks each. Whereas now, a lot of people who stream from Spotify and, you know, Apple Music and these other streaming sites don't really realize that the artists are only earning a fraction of a penny, not even a whole penny per stream. So you would have to have, like, a million streams, you know, in order to really make money from streaming. So that has changed the whole music business on the business end a lot. One of the things about social media, though, that is great, that I really love as an independent artist, is that we have the ability to reach people and for our music to reach people all over the world. I mean, I just woke up this morning to some comments on my YouTube channel from my newest video, my animated video, Be Brave. And I had a comment from somebody in Germany and then somebody else in Guam, you know. So you would need a gatekeeper. You would need a middleman, a distributor, to get your music played on the radio in Germany or the radio in Guam in a nightclub there. And whereas now, you know, people can just access it from YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, this kind of thing. So it has its good and its bad, but financially, I think that definitely most artists, not just independent artists, most musicians definitely saw a tremendous drop in income from their music with streaming. And this is why you have, like, the Writers Guild have been on strike for months, because I'm out here in the L.A. area, as well as today it looks like the actual Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, are going on strike at midnight, because the CEOs are getting millions. And it's the same way with the music business. While the people who make it happen, in our case, the musicians, the singer-songwriters, in their case, the writers, the people who write the movies, the scripts, you know, as well as the actors, they're not sharing in it. So that's the struggle, you know, the struggle for equality, and it's going to always be here, I think.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to talk about your newest release, Be Brave. When was the song released?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Oh, I said, what I want to do is I want to talk about your newest release, Be Brave. When was it released?
Oh, okay. It was just released on July the 1st of this year, 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're so happy because within 1 week of it being released, and it's only been released and available for viewing on my YouTube channel, and that's Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N. And we've got over 10,000 views on my YouTube channel within that 1 week. So, and it's something very different. This is my first time collaborating with an African producer. He is located in Ghana, West Africa. I'm here in California, and we were able to work one of the few good things from the pandemic. It really allowed people to think outside the box, and knowing that you could get things done through working through your like iPhone, you know, working remotely and not just through WhatsApp and all these other type of things, and you didn't have to be face-to-face. So this was very exciting for me. And then the beat is like Afro beat. So I've always wanted to sing to Afro beat because I just love that rhythm. I love that style. And this was my opportunity. You know, I was introduced to FRD, who's my producer, from King Oni. And it was just wonderful. You know, we talked and just started creating just like that. So, yeah, just a wonderful journey.
Okay. Now, you said that you worked with a producer in Africa.
Yeah,
he
produced Be Brave, as well as a producer. He's an animator. So the animated video that's on my YouTube channel, the Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N, was produced by FRD and his team. So a lot of people, you know, who've never traveled to Africa, because I've traveled there, you know, several times, and they're not aware of, like, the skyscrapers and, you know, like, the universities and all of this, because they just don't even get that on the news or, you know, social media or whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, he has a whole team, and everybody who has watch the video, you know, they love it. They're just amazed at the high quality of it. And the whole production was, other than me writing the script here, you know, all the animation and everything was done over in Ghana, West Africa.
Okay. Now, with it all being done over there, and I know that you have a process when creating a song, what was the process like for Be Brave?
Oh, that's another great question. There's a technology that exists, and my engineer, because I went into the recording studio here in California. So the engineer is able to, through the software, to just call my producer, FRD, and it's like he's right there in the studio.
and he could hear, because in the studio you put on the headphones when you're going to record. So it's like he can hear me and I can hear him in my ear. So that made it a lot, a lot better than if we were just trying to do it. I don't know if we could have done it if it was just like a regular phone, you know, because there is that time lag, even if it's a fraction of a second, when you are on the regular phone without the software. So we did all the pre-production because I have a home studio and he has an actual physical studio over in Accra, which is the capital of Ghana, where he lives. So he's in his studio. And then I like to rehearse in my home studio because that's free. You know, you go into the recording studio and you're paying by the hour. So I always like to be very rehearsed so that when I go in there, it's just all about being creative and, you know, actually during the recording, not trying to learn a song. And, you know, I went in and recorded because I sang the lead as well as the background vocals. So that took time. And then the engineer here in California sent all the master tracks to FRD so that he could do the mixing. So that's how we were able to do it.
Okay. Now, this one here, I've always wondered, all your songs, which one is your favorite?
I'm telling you, it just sometimes it just depends on the day. But I can say that the fan favorite, my song with the most streams on my YouTube channel, as well as through the other streaming sites, you know, Tidal, Spotify, Amazon, and all that, is a jazzy song that's called Together. It's a very beautiful love song. And one of my friends, I'm originally from South Carolina, her name is Terry, and she's a great jazz vocalist and just a wonderful friend. She did the background vocals on that song. I actually recorded Together in New York, and my producer on that song is Carl, and he lives in the Bronx, and we recorded that at his studio. So yeah, that is a song that just really resonates with people because, you know, it's just like the title says, Together, you know, it's about a couple that just knows no matter what, you know, they're going to stay together, and how good it feels, you know, to be in a relationship and to be in love, to go through changes and still be together and have your relationship be even stronger, you know. So, yeah, it really spoke to people because that's the fan favorite.
Yeah, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play one of your songs. And the first song that I'm going to be playing is your newest song, and it's entitled Be Brave, and it's by my featured guest, Aria Elin. Enjoy.
be brave.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Be brave.
The life you save,
life you save,
may be your own.
Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That song I just played was Be Brave, and it's the newest single by my featured guest, Aria Elin. Aria, what was the inspiration behind the song, Be Brave?
You know what? As a mother, I just really wanted there that sometimes, even when people are trying to convince you to do something that you don't want to do, you know, you have to have courage. You have to be brave in order to walk a narrow path, you know, in order to do what you know is right, what your inner voice, what your conscience is telling you to do. And there's so many challenges out there that's facing this generation that we never even had. Like you mentioned before, you know, with social media, where it's like they're under a mic, and with bullying, with all of this, it's almost like if you want to be smart in school, if you like books, if you want to, if you have dreams, you know, of doing something, and people are not into positive things, you know, who want to try to get you on a negative track, you got to be strong and you got to have courage. So, and I'm promoting actually love, unity, and family, because those are the things that really, really lead to happiness. all the other stuff, that's what it is. It's stuff. You know, I mean, the material things that people chase, in my humble opinion, that's not the, what's really, really important in life. You know, you can have all of that, and if you do not have someone or someone in your life who you can love and who you know who loves you, who you can trust and who you know they trust you, then, you know, what is it for? What was it all about? Yeah, so, yeah, I wanted to put that message out there for everyone, but particularly, you know, with people who are struggling with that, with like the pressures from the crowd to do things, and it's not something that you want to do, you know. So yeah, I wanted to put that positivity type of message out there.
Okay, now, will you be releasing a new album soon? And if so, will Be Brave be your one of your singles on the album?
No, not a whole album. I have another single that is going to drop next month on August the 18th. And this is actually a ballad. It's a love song that was also produced by FRG in Accra, Ghana. But it's like totally different. That's one thing about me, you know. I mean, like some people, and I'm not putting people down because every artist is different, but some people, you listen to their songs or their albums, and it's almost like everything sounds alike. But, you know, I definitely like to do, I love music from so many different genres. One is a straight ahead R&B ballad, and I just think people are going to really, really feel it. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely be dropping it on August the 18th. It's going to be live streaming as well as on my YouTube channel, the video.
Okay. Now, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and get into another one of your songs. All right. This next song I'm going to be playing is Build a New World by my featured artist and guest this evening, Aria Ian.
Hey, my name is Al, and you are now listening to In the Know with Oheniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
All right, everyone, that song I just played was Build a New World by my featured guest, Aria Elam. Aria, what was it that inspired you to write Build a New World?
Well, I wrote that basically after police had murdered George Floyd in 2020. I think it was like right after or right during Memorial Day of 2020 when it happened. And that was like the height of the pandemic. It was just so much going on. And as you know, people hit the streets. They were protesting over the world. It's just like it was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, you know. And because it was caught on camera, there was no denying of what had happened. And there's just so much that was going on during that time period that as an artist and as a, I first wrote it as a poem, you know, before we put it to music and made it a song. I just, in writing, it's just called freestyle or freehand, where you just sit down and, you know, you're not even thinking of form yet. You're just writing the thoughts out. So it just flowed out of me that we really, really have to build a new world, you know, based on the foundation of love with help from above, because, you know, it was just like out of control, you know, out of control with all of the hate, the racism, the people, families, you know, at each other's throat, because some people, this was even before vaccines, you know, but it was masks at first, if you recall, because I don't even think the vaccines came out until that end of that year or the first of 2021. So it was an airborne virus, but people wanted to go to blows over, you know, wearing a mask. It was unbelievable to me. So, yeah, as an artist and a poet, I just had to write my thoughts down, and that was how it started. And then after a while living with it, you know, I actually made it into verses, and then my producer and I, Carl, produced that song, Carl Merritt from New York, and we did that remotely because I went into the studio here in California, and he was there in New York. So that was the first time that I ever did what I was telling you about earlier in the interview, where the engineer had that, to where it was like the producer was right in the studio with me. Yeah, so that's the backstory of how we came up with Build a New World.
When was the song released?
I believe it was released in 2021, but I know I wrote the poem in 2020. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was released in 2021, or it could be 2022. I was talking to my daughter today, and it seems like that whole period, and I know I'm not the Lone Ranger, I'm not the only one, that whole pandemic period is like a blur, you know? The whole 2020-21, you know, all of that, it's just like it merges together in my mind. But I'm sure that's when I wrote it, right after police murdered George Floyd.
Okay.
But the name of the album that was released on, that is the title song. The album is also called Build a New World. And my daughter,
okay,
Eden, is an artist, and she drew the cover art for that, for my album cover.
Now, where can they find your music? Where can they purchase it or download it? The single or an album from?
Oh, thank you. My albums, and I have several albums out. They are on all the streaming sites, and they can also go to my website, which is ariaelan.com, A-R-I-A. It's on Bandcamp. You know, if anybody is a fan of Bandcamp, I'm on there. But it's on the regular streaming sites also, like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Tidal, you name it. So all they have to do is put in the search engine and YouTube. I would love for them to go to my YouTube channel, and you can just put in the search engine my name, Aria, A-R-I-A, Elan, E-L-A-N, and all my music comes up.
Okay. Now, if there were any words of wisdom that you could pass on to those indie artists starting in a music career, what would that be?
That's a great question. I would definitely advise any artist to really take a listen and internalize what Sister Erica Badu said, that music and the music business are two different things. Because we have a passion as musicians and artists. We have a passion, songwriters, for music and a love for it. But the music business itself is very cutthroat. You know, one of the most cutthroat businesses that you would probably find, you know, where music is in everything. You know, even you go in an elevator, you hear music. You go in a coffee shop, you know, there's music. In films, it's everywhere. But people may not seem to value music. But don't be discouraged. You just keep getting better and better. Keep doing you, keep putting your music out there, you know, communicate with your fans. And I call mine super fans. You know, I mean, I'm sending out one love to all of my fans. And when people make a comment to me on any type of social media, and for sure on my YouTube channel, but anywhere, I always get back with them. Let them know that I appreciate it, because when you least expect it, you know, someone, and especially as songwriters, because as songwriters, you can have, you have like the copyright for your song and publishing, you know, so if your song is played in that coffee shop and you have it registered with BMI or ASCAP, which are the two major publishers in the United States, then you have that potential from licensing. If, you know, I've had my songs licensed on NPR. I am an environmentalist and an activist, is trying to be a part of this struggle for the climate crisis, because as people just know, everything is just, the earth is just getting hotter and hotter, and it's caused by humans, you know, with this climate crisis. So I had four of my songs that were licensed by NPR for this climate podcast that they were doing, and it was on, I think, almost 100 different NPR stations. So that is income that you can actually take to the bank, as opposed to when people are streaming your songs. As I said earlier in the show, that's a fraction of a penny per stream. So if you are a musician or an aspiring musician, stick with it. you know, and be original. It's okay if you're doing cover songs, but if you are writing, if you're a songwriter and you're writing original songs, then you have the potential for earning income other than just like your performances, because everybody knows about that. You know, when you have a gig, you know, then you're going to get paid for that as a performer. But if you are a songwriter, you know, then that's the way to go. So I want to just encourage people to just keep honing your craft, keep getting better and better, and, you know, just believe in yourself. That is my message to everyone, not just aspiring artists, but to everyone. You have to believe in yourself, and that confidence just shows.
All right. Well, we've talked. And we're at the end. Before I let you go, is there anything you would like to say to the listeners?
Well, first I would like to say to you that you've just been such an incredible host, and I am so honored and so thankful that you had me on your show as a guest. And to the listeners, I would definitely love it if you would check out my music and go to my YouTube channel, Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N, on social media. I'm at Aria Elan, and I definitely will get back to everyone. You DM me, you comment on my post or whatever. It's me. It's not AI. You know, it's not some assistant. It's going to be me, you know, because I love interacting with my super fans. So definitely, you know, just check me out and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. And subscribe.
All right.
Follow and subscribe. I don't want to forget that. You know, not just listen, but you like what you hear, subscribe, and follow me on the other social media.
Okay, Aria. You know what? I want to thank you for being on with me this evening. It was a pleasure to have you.
Oh, you're very kind. All right, so you have a great rest of the evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to thank all my listeners. The next In the Know with Ocean Rewatch show will air on July 20th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My special show segment is entitled New Music. Now, make sure to check out the IL Radio Show's Music Showcase, which aired on Thursday, July 6th, and it was hosted by Elle. Also remember to check out Getting Real with Roz. Her show will air on July 17th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And her special guest will be rap artist and songwriters Mac 17 and Mr. G. Getting Real with Roz broadcasts live the third Monday of each month. So for all my listeners, you all have a nice evening. Good night.